Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
What's up, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans? This is Alan Bishop of If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything. You may know me better as Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest, but if you're at all interested in the Fortean, high strangeness, the paranormal, and the unexplained, then you should tune into my new podcast, If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything, available now wherever you get your podcast, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Amazon.
Everybody, welcome to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tiny here tonight. We are going to be talking everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and I want to give a shout out to Kenny Fuller, who does our theme song. He was part of the Luca Mariano Old Americana band. When he did that, he is out on his own. You got to check out his Facebook page. He just updated his Facebook picture, and it's fantastic. Check out Kenny Fuller, what he's done. I just hope as it goes along someday, he's going to be famous, and I'm going to have his theme song that he did for me personally. And Kenny is just good people all around. Love Kenny Fuller. Shout out to him. Thank you. Check out what he's done. He's a very good musician and just a great guy. So go with that. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys merchandise. You can get the Glencairns there. You can get the t-shirts. You can get the refrigerator bottle cap magnets. When we're in season, you can pick up some bourbon balls. All of that can happen through the website, or you can contact me direct here, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or X. And ask me, and we'll set it up, and I'll get it being shipped to you on its way. Also know that we are about to revamp Patreon, so look forward to that. We'll be talking about that a little bit going forward. And we are on all the social medias, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, check us out there. Plus we are on all the major podcast formats, which our podcast's on YouTube, and then you can look it up on, Spotify, Apple, iHeart. We just had, last Tuesday, 2 days ago, we just had Dan Stansbury from Stansbury in the Morning here, our local radio, morning host. But you can go onto iHeart and listen to the Stansbury in the Morning show. And it's great because you get him and his every day that he'll upload the podcast for that day. and you get the show, but it doesn't have music or the interruptions of the advertising like you do in his, in, you know, he's on from 6:05 till right before 10 o'clock. So it's a 4-hour show, but you get all the stuff that he talks about, and he's intriguing. So I recommend check him out on iHeartRadio. His podcast is also on Apple, but he works for the iHeartRadio radio station, 106.9, Rock 106.9 in the Canton area. But it's well worth listening to. I highly recommend it. But what I also wanted to cover, you know, a little bit now that I've gotten through all the promotions and we've done everything like that. Tiny's, I'm here by myself tonight. CT. I'm just going to run through the current people on the podcast. We've got myself, Tiny. If you're listening for the first time, or you know, you're coming on to see what's going on, I'm Tiny. I'm going to consistently be here. I know that in some cases, I'm probably not everybody's favorite Scotchy Bourbon Boys. That's fine. I've been running this podcast now. We are in our 5th season. We started podcasting in November of 2019, and we've stayed diligent. We podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays nights. We go live on Facebook and YouTube, 8:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And check us out if we're kind of consistently there. Now, there's sometimes we have to miss a podcast during the week. I'm working on that, but it's not often. So we will let you know in a prior podcast if we were going to, you know, if we're going to, you know, miss that day based off of events. Where we're going, I will tell you March 20th, which is a Wednesday. So March 21st, probably not going live at 8:30 at night. That's the podcast. We are going to be at New Orleans Bourbon Festival. So those are reasons why. But what you're going to get listening to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, when we go to the New Orleans Bourbon Festivals, you're going to get bonus podcasts just based off of going there. You're going to get YouTube videos. You're going to get everything. So what I want to do is, okay, so myself is myself Tiny. Then there's Chris Thompson, CT. There is the longest tenured right now besides myself, Super Nash, which is Martin Nash. He has been a part of our podcast. We started podcasting in November of 19, and his first podcast was in December of 19, where he came up from South Carolina. So Super Nash is responsible also for getting us some of our whiskey. He used to be responsible for all of our whiskey. The group was formed by myself, and we started out as a Facebook group, and it was we had a base number of members. I think we were up to 9 official members in the Facebook group. It was myself. We have a truck driver at my work, Raybo Pelican. Ray has left to go to New York or New Jersey and come back. He hasn't ever been a part of the podcast, but he's part of the group. And we haven't had a meeting lately, but I was thinking of asking him to come to one of the meetings as we go up, get further. And then it consisted of Don Casey and his wife. It also consisted of Young Nose Johnson. He was John Raynard. Me and John founded the podcast and the group because we felt that, you know, we wanted to figure out whiskey, and we had been, you know, it all started from a whiskey calendar where we were reading the reviews and we're like, there's no way whiskey, no way, you know, different scotches and Irish whiskeys. They didn't have the tasting notes. So we started tasting and found out that that's what it was. So there was him, and then there was Bill Verna, which was eventually Xavier, who has gone his own way. And his son, which would have been Nick Verna, was part of the group. And since then, some of the group members have fallen out, but we have new group members. Right now, but let's just keep going forward. So as we went forward right now, currently, like I said, we've got Chris Thompson, CT, myself, Tiny. We've got Super Nash. We've got Roxy, my wife, Rachel Mueller. She has been a part of it and supporter from the start. And then also, now she didn't love whiskey right off the bat. So Super Nash came on the podcast before Roxy did. And so he's been podcasting with us before my even my wife was podcasting. And then we also have Whiskey, who is Carl Henley. Those are our current group members. Now, we also have Barrelhead, which is Barrelhead is Andrew Camden. And the reason why he's called Barrelhead is because he makes these fantastic barrel heads for everybody. I have a Colonel E.H. Taylor hanging up in right over there. His barrel heads are fantastic. He loves to do them. He does artwork. It's therapy for him. And we really appreciate everything he does with woodwork and everything. So having him on was great. Has a huge amount of variety in my total unbiased opinion. Yeah. Let's see. Are we talking? Stacy came on. Stacy Stearns, who loves Irish whiskey. I'm just so that's the group right there right now. Jamie Jacobs, James Jacobs on Facebook is in the process of we are working him into the podcast a little bit. And Barrelhead, we've been working him a little bit more and more. Jamie and Barrelhead are going to be coming on the barrel pick we're doing tomorrow. Down in French Lick. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to that. So that group, the way that we have the group set up is we have myself who podcasts consistently. Now, up until last year, mid last year, we had Young Nose, who was the original founder, chiming in, but he hasn't been, he's got two children. He lives in South Carolina, and I believe that he's probably podcast for the last time, unless he reaches out and wants to get back into this. He's kind of gone by the wayside. And then Xavier, who Bill Verna, he went by the wayside. And so our group right now keeps evolving, and evolving is a cool thing. Now, there's a difference. So we got the podcast group, and the podcast group is, like I said, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30, live on Facebook, and then we record right now I'm recording, and that will get up sometime tonight. You'll be able to see it late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Check it out. You can listen on any audio podcast, that type of thing. But then we have the Facebook group, which is part of everything. We've got a lot of people in that group. And then we have the friends of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, the good friends. I would say the people who make the whiskey and go about, at distilleries, blending, help us. They've given us the information to understand how whiskey's made, how it's matured. They are very much involved in the industry. And there's two people that come to mind instantly, and then there's three total, one, and they're all good friends. So I would like to, I don't want to say one another. Greg Schneider, he was talking to us right away. I mean, it was unbelievable. He liked what we were doing, and he was bringing back the Chicken Cock brand right there in 2020. He was on the podcast right before COVID hit, and then all throughout ever since. And then there's Alan Bishop of the Spirit of French Lick. He's the same way, has given us so much information and been a good friend. We've spent a lot of time with Greg and with Greg Schneider and Alan Bishop. Just great people. When we get together, there's no telling what's going to happen. Shirts can fly off. I mean, it just can get wild. So a lot of shout out to those, you know, to Alan and Greg, because they, without them, I don't think we'd be anywhere near here. I'll give a shout out also to Martin Duffy. Martin Duffy is the Glen Cairn glass representative for North America. Martin has guided us in a lot of ways. He's introduced us into a lot of people. He knows a lot of people in the industry, and he can't say enough. And then also Sandy No, Fred No, and Fred No, and Freddie No's mom. Sandy has been, we had her on the podcast early on. We've basically been, she's made us feel a part of their family, Fred and Freddie, Kay, and then, you know, Little Book. I mean, it's just been a fantastic ride with Sandy No. So as the podcast was evolving, we've had these people on, and we've been able to get very, very good interviews and real life portrayals of what it's like to be a distiller, a distilling family, or, you know, a person who is starting up a brand, you know, someone who runs a pot still. These interviews are, I feel, we've given off a lot of good educational information. I mean, it's just been a fantastic ride, but that's not just, I mean, there's so many people that we've met. Christy Atkinson, who hopefully I'll get to see tomorrow. She recently introduced us to Mark Carter of Old Carter. And then we've got to drink some fantastic whiskey with all of these people. And then I just, you know, when you go over, we were just at Burns Pub, and Martin Kennedy and Pat Burns, who have started the Irish whiskey brand Bua, we were just there this past Sunday and had a blast. And then there's Ann Dimmick, who we met through Watershed Distillery, which is a Columbus distillery here in Ohio, when her and Aaron Harris, and Aaron Harris is just as good of a friend of the podcast. He's been on four or five times. And Ann and Harris, Ann and Aaron have been the greatest people towards us. So accommodating, so awesome. Ann Dimmick, I can't say enough. And now that she works at OHLQ, she's been guiding us through being able to get barrel picks, and also inviting us to Ohio barrel picks, and then also to the events that happen throughout Ohio. So, Stacy Stearns, who was at our podcast this past Sunday with Pat and Martin, it was fantastic. It was great to meet Stacy. She's thrown out that if I need to know more about Irish whiskey, she's the person I should be contacting, one of the people I should be contacting. I did bring home a good amount of stuff from the Ohio had an Irish whiskey event that they kicked off this weekend that was Friday in Cincinnati, Saturday in Cleveland, and Sunday in Columbus. And all 3 days, Fred Minnick was there. I got to meet Fred Minnick. Fred's a great guy. We've talked a little bit, but I finally got to meet Fred. I was super excited about meeting Fred. I mean, you know, this is one thing that the podcast. Now, when we were there, we had Jamie Jacobs was there, and so was CT. So based off of going to this event, we all kind of got to hang out with Fred for a little bit and, you know, talk whiskey and do that. So you get all these types of events that happen. And, you know, I wanted to say, you know, Aaron Harris is the master distiller right now of Green River. But we've done podcasts with Nick Smith and also Steve Nally from Bardstown Bourbon Company. We've been to Bardstown Bourbon Company many times through Greg Schneider. One of the cool things about running the podcast is, yes, we're in Canton, Ohio, and we do meetings. Now, we've only had our Christmas party meeting, so we're due for a meeting. Whiskey is thinking of doing, we're going to set a date and do a bottle share meeting up in right off of Fairlawn at his office. So hopefully that comes through. So we get two times a year that we get to meet. And at meetings, we can invite people. But we also go to things. Like, we just went to a bottle share, myself and CT, that Randy Sullivan of Bourbon Real Talk came up and met with Northeast Ohio bourbon community and basically at the Imagination Museum in Mansfield, Ohio, we went and had a bottle share, and Randy was there. Jamie Jacobs again was at the event. CT was there, and then Matt Lysen, who is watching tonight, and Matt is Cleveland on the Rocks. And it's really cool because Matt does his podcast up in the Strongsville area. And last year we went up there and we're on Cleveland on the Rocks. So we did two different films, one for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys right there, and then also a Cleveland on the Rocks episode. So we were able to really kind of have a great Irish whiskey, an Irish St. Patrick's Day. And that was on a Friday. So this year I'm excited because we're going up on Sunday. It'll be Sunday morning for St. Patrick's Day with Matt. Hopefully Matt Koza will be making some steak and eggs in the driveway before we get going. So we put down a base before we do this podcast for St. Patrick's Day. So we've kind of got a tradition going with Matt. So there's so much that goes on, and I haven't even covered all the other stuff. So being part of the group once a year, and I wanted to do it twice a year, but it just doesn't work out because of all the stuff we're doing. Last year, we went once a year during the week of Kentucky Bourbon Festival, because we go down to Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Our El Presidente, Randy Pratt, is the president of Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And we've been kind of with him and supporting him from the start of when he started in at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. One of the ties that me and Randy have together is we both grew up as kids at the same time in Wisconsin. And then as young adults, Randy was getting into different things, and he actually ran the Wisconsin State Fair. And I basically was attending regularly when his tenure was with the fair, and he was doing the improvements, and I noticed many times. So having Randy as the president of our group and such a great guy, Randy has been nothing but spectacular, and his wife Kate, he has also become not just a friend of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, but my friend. And I really appreciate everything that Randy did with the festival. But also, we do things throughout the year. We went up and this past November and saw a Packer game together, doing things other than just bourbon. So I love you, man. You've been such a great help to doing and such a big part of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Now, there's a story that when we first were going down and we were meeting Randy and the festival had been canceled for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and they had rescheduled, but we went and stayed at our place anyways, and going through and visiting distilleries instead of the festival, which had to become it went from early November went virtual, and they had a notice that it was, but we got to meet Randy, and he came over to our house and did a podcast with us to talk about the festival, the virtual festival. And Super Nash was there, and he wasn't Super Nash, and he was just Martin. And we're sitting there, and we're like, well, I'm Tiny, that's my nickname, and we had other nicknames in the place. And then we're like, you should be El Presidente, the president of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You're the president of Kentucky Bourbon Festival, but why not be our president? And then he's like, well, what's Nash's thing? And he came up with Super Nash's nickname, and that was really kind of cool. But Randy has been every bit of development of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and supporting us along the way. And this coming year is no different. So actually, I'm going to be able to meet up with Randy and Kate for a couple hours right before I go back on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to seeing them as always. Hopefully, I can bring down some Trogues for him. That's one of the things that's the beer brand that he loves. A plug for Trogues. It's out of Pennsylvania. It doesn't get into Kentucky, but it gets up here in Ohio. So whenever I'm at the liquor store, I'm looking to pick up a 12 or a six pack of that. All right. So anyways, that gets us into the next level of, you know, the Kentucky Bourbon Festival was something that Barrel Proof Podcast says, hey, what's up? It's good to see you guys. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm going to think that the Barrel Proof Podcast, that's probably not Dario, hopefully. That would be my guess. Then we've met so many people that support us, and through the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, every time we go someplace again, we keep having more and more people come up and tell us how much they love the podcast. And that's a lot of fun to do. And a lot of that has to do with every year we're at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And then the last 2 years we've been at Bourbon on the Banks. And this year we're going to be at Kentucky Bourbon Festival and Bourbon on the Banks. And I got to thank AMSI winning for that. And then also I have to thank Diane Strong and Renee True. They have been spectacular. We'll have a booth there again, hopefully this year. And Renee's watching right now. So I give a shout out to Bourbon on the Banks, a fantastic festival that's growing each year. And I'm looking forward to what's going to happen this year. But once again, it's a reason for everybody to get together. Now, I'm not going to remember this year, though. Coming up, those are two festivals that are a little bit away. I know tickets are on sale already for Bourbon on the Banks. And I know in April, Kentucky Bourbon Festival tickets, you're going to want to get those, folks. And try and get some VP access, because the VP is insane. It's what's going to happen this year. I'm looking forward to the media and everything. But then also we on this March are headed down to the New Orleans Bourbon Festival. Everybody who's down in New Orleans, come by, say hi. We're going to be running around. The people, me, Super Nash, and Roxy are going to be there from Wednesday to Sunday. Whiskey will join us on Friday at some time, and we are going to be absolutely killing it. We're going to be at the festival. We're going to try and do dinners. I was talking to Greg Schneider, and hopefully there's going to be a chicken cock dinner. I mean, I don't know for sure, but we're playing this by ears. It's Colin Sims right now, but yes, Dario is a part. Okay, Colin, nice. Thanks for saying hi and watching. I really appreciate it. When I get to Wisconsin one of these times, we got to meet up, maybe do a little cross podcasting thing. You guys are doing a great job. I love what you're doing there with the, you know, with the podcast. And then also, as we keep going on and getting bigger and bigger, we're getting, you know, it was really cool to be asked to come down and cover the New Orleans Bourbon Festival. Going forward, you know, I know that we're nowhere near as popular as Fred Minnick, but, you know, someday, who knows? We keep at it. We do. If you're watching now, understand that our podcast isn't, it is got consistently a group of guys who love bourbon, who love whiskey. This is one thing where we're different, is that we can cover all whiskeys. We don't, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, but Irish, Japanese have been covered. Scotch has been covered. Martin Duffy has had us. We've done a couple Scotch. There's going to have to probably be a Scotch podcast coming. But also know that the reason why we're called the Scotchy Bourbon Boys is because we went off of what, when we were coming to come, the name, we did what Ron Burgundy would do. We just say he loves Scotch and Scotch. And Super Nash is known for doing his Scotchy Scotch. And one of the things that as we go about, you know, doing what we're doing, we do Scotch. And but one of the founding things of the group initially was at the end of each meeting, we had pitched in and I would go back to Wisconsin and we could get a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue for like $180. And Johnny Walker Blue, when we first started out, was what we thought the ultimate in whiskey. I mean, it's what, you know, golf clubs have a bot. Everybody has a bottle on hand. So if they get a hole in one, they open it up and share it with everybody. I mean, there's so many different things that happen with Johnny Walker Blue. And that was our staple for finishing every meeting that we're at, that everybody got a pour of Johnny Walker Blue. And we'd all pitch together to get another bottle once in. So right now we've got the third bottle here. We haven't had that tradition, but I've offered it up many times. So we could bring that back. So the meetings, I want to bring back more so as we keep going forward, but we keep getting bigger and we've gotten big enough where I'm going to be setting up podcast meeting once a quarter. So everybody who's part of this podcast knows where we're going in the direction we're going. We're at that point where I don't want to lose any more members based off miscommunication or what I feel what the role is or how we're going to go about doing this. Because what happens is right now my schedule and what's planned. And now I'm just going to go through what I've already done. But we, as the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, know the people at OHOQ and through Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And there's a lot of barrel picks that happen through the state of Ohio and the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And we get asked to go on them. But we are asked individually. So myself, or me and CT can be on them or whatnot. The same thing right now. The podcast really, I feel, can't get any bigger. The people who are part of the podcast, because I'm already pushing, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there that have two people or three people involved. Well, when you have six people involved for filming and whatever, that's really pushing the limits of when you go to if you go to a festival or whatever, of the people who can get in. So what I like to do is we are going to be, you know, kind of working it out so that we have all the rules and regulations down to who gets to go to do this or what, or if somebody can't, who can do it for them, or if that's even a reason or how it would work. I don't know, but we're going to set it up and get it going the proper way. But I'm just upcoming March 20th through 24th. You can see us at the New Orleans Bourbon Festival. I am looking forward to that. There are so many people that we know going down to it. Come see us at New Orleans Bourbon Festival. We have a barrel pick, I believe, on April 11th, Thursday, April 11th. That is through the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. I don't, at the moment, can't give you, it's a newer distillery. We're going on that. I know that there's going to be a log still barrel pick next Thursday, which is the 14th of March. And I know CT is going to be going on that. And then we've got a barrel pick through the state of Ohio at Starlight, which I believe is May 18th. I want to say it's in May, Wednesday, May 18th or 15th, whatever the Wednesday is there. That's what we got for barrel picks. And then I know that going out, hopefully we're going to be able to get on a couple more barrel picks. Stacy Pritchard, I wasn't going to forget you, Stacy. She has been nothing but fantastic. She works with the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. She has made and done a lot of things. I know that Randy really appreciates everything that goes on. It's running a festival is not easy, but when you get a person that's motivated and the thing you have to do is, if anything for management is, hey, don't work so hard. You're working too hard or whatever, but Stacy is just one of the most connected people that I know. And anytime I get into the Louisville area or the Bardstown area, I'm contacting her because not only does she know everybody, but she's just a great person and great to hang out with. So kudos to being a friend of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, Stacy. You know, we wouldn't be us without you. You've helped us do so much. Then, you know, it's just like you meet a ton of people who have bourbon and you get to taste all these things. But another thing is in the past year, we've met Brad Bonds. Rebecca Neely was telling us we always on the way down or up stop off at Neely and say hi to Rebecca and Royce. Their distillery is fantastic. Their gift shop's fantastic. Their tour's fantastic. You get to taste some really good whiskey and absinthe. So check out the Neely family distillery right there by the Kentucky Speedway off of 71. Rebecca was like, you have to meet Brad Bonds, because when they were doing their old Jet Brother brand, he was able to get a bottle of the whiskey that they were matching the flavor profile for them. And they opened it up in a video and did everything. But Brad is a really great guy. He owns Revival Vintage Spirits and another good friend of the podcast. He's in Covington. We've been there multiple times, and I can't tell you how crazy good Brad's, you know, how crazy good tasting the Dusties that Brad gets and some of the deals that he offers. So you got to check out Revival Vintage Spirits there. Brad's been doing a great job. You just got to go down there and tell him that you heard about it on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. He'll definitely, you know, he's fantastic when it comes to Dusty. So before meeting Brad, I had very little vintage spirits experiences. And since meeting Brad, it's just been off the charts. So thanks to Brad and Revival Vintage Spirits. So then we've got coming up once we're done with the New Orleans, it's our spring trip. But we plan the week of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. So through the summer and everything, hopefully we'll be able to get that meeting for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys in there. And then, you know, we've got a couple barrel picks happening, and I've got a family vacation in July, and then August will hit. But then September, this week, the second weekend in September, I believe the 13th, the 12th, Thursday, the 12th, the night of the 12th, the Friday, the 13th, 14th, and 15th is Kentucky Bourbon Festival. That week, we come down for the full week before there. We're going to be, I believe, the 7th. We leave the Saturday, the 7th. And we do a ton of stuff with Sandy No. We go and we also have on the Wednesday, which I believe if that's the 12th, 13th, 14th, so the 11th. Again, how that happened... 12th, 13th, the 14th. Yeah, it's the 11th again, September 11th. Oh, the pick last year was, we did a pick for Elijah Craig. We'll get into that in a sec. But that 11th, hopefully September 11th this year, will be the Scotchy Bourbon Boys' fourth annual bus trip. And you're going to want to get in this. I'll be putting it out there. What you want to do, if you've not a part of the group yet, you want to basically get in either getting invited or request to come and be in the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Facebook group. The group is where a lot of you're going to get all your information. You find out about the meetings, the events, all the stuff that we're doing, when tickets are going to go on sale for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. I mean, everything there. You want to join the Facebook group. You're also going to want to do the Patreon, which we've got going right now, but I'm going to upgrade that real soon. Me and my wife are talking about we got to do that coming up. And then also YouTube. Not only do we need you to subscribe, but there's YouTube memberships now. Now, nobody signed up for the membership on YouTube, but if someone does, I promise you, you're going to get a lot more than what that says. So we're looking for that first couple YouTube members in the different levels. But if someone signs up, I promise you, you're getting some really cool things. We're going to make it worth your while. And then, you know, so we've got the YouTube membership. We've got the Patreon membership. And then what's been happening is we've been doing barrel. We had a Knob Creek barrel pick. And that went over well. We had another barrel pick that went over extremely well. And then right now we have our Elijah Craig barrel pick, which is due any day. It was a short barrel with only 72 bottles. So everybody who prepaid is getting a bottle plus the members, and that's it. So we're going to be doing this next barrel pick. And when it's ready and up, you're going to want to get in on it on the prepay for the vouchers. We allow prepaying for vouchers so that when the pick comes in, you're going to get your bottle. And there was a good 60, 70 people who, you know, didn't prepay, and they're not going to get their bottle because there is none based off the pick. Now, this next pick, I'm going to make sure the barrel's full. I don't know what to do. I don't know how that barrel only produced 72 bottles, but picking it was delicious. Maybe that's why it was so good, because it was a short barrel. But I mean, it was only 120 proof, 20.4 proof, I think it was. So there was straight in. It's an Elijah Craig barrel proof. We were there with Bernie Lubbers. That was great. The whole team picked. So we'll probably be doing another pick, hopefully right before Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Plus, now that we're doing so many picks, this next pick tomorrow, I've got and have invited people other than people who are just a part of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Scotchy Bourbon Boys, when we're doing a pick, get first dibs. But if there's openings, we're going to have giveaways and contests to come on picks with us. And if you're in the area, you're going to want to do that. So it seems to be going really well. And I can't wait for the Elijah Craig to come in and do our next pick. Our next pick is going to be really unique, and you want to get on it. Just ask me on Facebook. Now, there's the Scotchy Bourbon Boys group, and then there's the Scotchy Bourbon Boys page, but then there's also the Jeffrey Mueller Facebook page. You're going to want to sign up for that, because I'm constantly, personally, doing what I do. CT does what he does. We put all the stuff up over to the group, but for the most part, if you want quick access to the podcasts, you want quick assets to what's going on tomorrow, that type of thing. We run all the lives through my Jeffrey Mueller. So if you want to, if you're contacting me and commenting through the Jeffrey Mueller stream, I can see it and comment back. So it really comes down to, we're getting near the end. We're going to be, let's just review. You can see us. We're going to have a meeting in the Fairlawn area sometime later in the spring, and then in a bottle share, hopefully. And then we're going to be at New Orleans Bourbon Festival. I can't wait for that. Then we're going to be at Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and Bourbon on the Banks. So we've got this all planned. And then we also go down to, and see people. And I'll just, you know, the guys at Whiskey Thief, Walter Jausch and Hannah Maleo. Hannah's been nothing but spectacular for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. She's great. Those that I want to do a shout out. And then Hunter Coffee. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing now, but, you know, shout out to you. We've had Shannon Hood, great person that we've met down there. We've got Ginny and Sarah, our girls in Bardstown that we meet up with all the time. It's just, I know I'm, I just, I, when I was doing this, I'm like, you got to make a list so you don't forget anybody. But, you know, oh, Wayne and, oh my God, Rebecca. Yeah, that's it. Is it Rebecca or Rachel? I think it's, yeah, Rebecca. And the McBriar, that's just been, they've been a fantastic supporter of the podcast also. Love to see you guys all around. You know, you got Jamie. Jamie, you've been doing a great job. There's no doubt about it. I can't. Yeah, McBrayer. Thank you. And then Ed Bly. Stubborn came on. Dan Stansberry came on the podcast. These are all people, great people that you meet and talk about, you know, and just keep going through. There is one more. I've got the Barry Brinegar has been on the podcast, RD1. Thank you for that. We really appreciate his support. And then let's see. I think that's it. Oh, Tyler Rothenberg is back at Chicken Cock. And he is headed up with Greg Schneider and the team there at Chicken Cock Whiskey. Is just getting so strong and just looking forward to it. But look forward to the next podcast with Greg Schneider, which is coming up next Thursday. So I guess if there's anything else, anybody have any comments or anything? I know that that's pretty much what the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are. We're a group of people who love to have fun, run around Kentucky, see people, do things, and we look forward to doing it again tomorrow. We're going to be in Indiana and then into Kentucky into the weekend. So if you see us about, you know, Chris, I mentioned Christy. Hopefully we'll meet up with her. And we also mentioned Walker right off the bat and Jamie. You guys have been such great supporters. Also, Andy Kamen, Barrelhead has been fantastic. So this has been a wonderful evening. I hope everybody kind of gets a little bit more what we're about as a podcasting group and then also a whiskey group and then also a touring podcasting group. So it's been just spectacular and love to see you guys out. And look forward to the next time we can share a pour, all right? So I'm Tiny from the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And then also we are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. Check us out there. And then if you need to listen to us on any other format, we're on YouTube as a podcast. And then also iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, Spotify, you know, check us out. If you can listen to a podcast, we're the one, we are on it. So remember, everybody, good bourbon equals good times and good bourbon, good whiskey. Equals good times and good friends. Don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly and live your life dangerously. Little Steve-O is going to take us out.
the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.